was driving downtown in Glasgow, Kentucky, when I saw a strange girl out in front of a store. I whistled at her, she jumped in my car, just like we were lovers who'd been out before. She told me, step on it, let's get out of town, let's head for Smith's Grove and buy some cold beer. And that was the start of the Mammoth Cave secret, a secret that's haunted my conscience for years. We stopped in Smith's Grove at the tracks for a train, the hummingbird special, it whistled and screamed. We kissed as the silver and blue streaked past us, lapping the tracks headed toward Bowling Green. With a case of cold beer, we started out driving. We made old Park City at a blanket of dark. We searched for a place we could stop and drink beer, and we parked on a hillside at Mammoth Cave Park. She resisted advances for some unknown reason. She jumped from the car and she screamed up the hill. I caught her and I choked her to keep her from screaming, until her limp body lay lifeless and still. I knelt down beside her, oh, what have I done? I thought of my lifetime in a cold cell. But if I could get in to the cave undetected, the darkness would hide us, the rocks wouldn't tell. I dragged her down to an underground river, and I lured her into her watery grave. Just me and the blind fish that pick at her bones would know the dark secrets of old Mammoth Cave. Come closer, I know I'm dying. I'm doomed to meet Satan, this curtain has fell. But the Mammoth Cave secret is a secret no longer. Oh, Lord, I just had to tell.